Kim, Mike was talking about foreign material and dockage. Let's start real quick with the definitions of those two things.
Well, dockage is materials that can be easily removed from the wheat. And in the elevators, they're removed with a dockage machine, normally an MCI or a Carter Day. Foreign material is the non-wheat material that's left in the wheat after the dockage is removed. And it normally has to be hand-picked out and weighed to calculate the percentage FM. So you got dockage easy to remove. Foreign material has to be hand-picked.
Okay. One thing we're hearing kind of a buzz around the state is about being double-docked. Explain how that's working for us.
Well, if I understand it right, the producers are saying that, one, that the dockage is removed from weight. And it's not wheat in the load, so the elevators remove it from weight. And then there's discounts on dockage. If dockage is above 0.8%, then discounts apply. And I believe at about 1.3% dockage, there's about a 25-cent discount. Foreign material, on the other hand, is a grade factor, so it's not removed from weight. However, there are discounts for foreign material starting at 0.5%, and both dockage and foreign material discounts are quite severe.
All right, so if you don't have a clean field this year, you're seeing a lot of discounts.
You're seeing a lot of discounts and a significantly lower price because of the dockage or the foreign material.
All right, well, let's talk price real quick and price predictions. Where are we right now and where are we going?
Well, I tell you what, it's been a tough year. You know, I was predicting $4.25. We've got $2.97 in one area. Where I missed it is the basis. But we talked all along, if the protein was low, then it was going to get nasty, and it wasn't going to be pretty. We've got below 11% protein in southern Oklahoma. I know about six elevators that have trains loaded to ship that they don't have a buyer. I know one elevator said that they would lose $45,000 if they shipped that wheat. I think that the basis will come up in 60 to 90 days. And the futures price looks like it could be bottoming out. We may go down one more dip, but it looks like the futures is pretty close to the bottom. So I think as we're going out in December, November, December, I think we could pick up 40 to 50 cents on the wheat price by then.
So this looks like it could be a good year to keep it in storage.
I think it is a good year to keep it in storage with the price beat down like it is. I think the futures price could be bottoming out. We may take another 20 cents off of it, but it looks to me like it may be bottoming on the futures. We've knocked the basis down almost a dollar from where we were about 6 weeks ago. I think that basis will recover at least half of that as we get out into the September and October, November. So I think we could pick up 40 to 50 cents from current prices as we approach December 1.
All right, Kim, thanks for the analysis, and we'll keep an eye on it as we go through wheat harvest here in Oklahoma.